Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But stumbling blocks remain. And Jerry seems to imply that they remain for pretty good reason. I'm just going to read you the very beginning. The Steelers have been discussing a new contract with outside linebacker T.J. Watt with the expectation they will come to some agreement with the four-time All-Pro and former NFL Defensive Player of the Year before the start of the regular season, sources have told the Post-Gazette. I would imagine that's Art Rooney II directly. I cannot literally imagine it's anybody else. I think this is the kind of negotiation Art would get involved in personally because it is one of the biggest names on the entire roster, probably the biggest name on the entire roster since Aaron Rodgers technically is not on the roster yet. You will recall that the last time the two sides were at loggerheads on a contract, Watt heroically practically broke down the door like Kool-Aid Man to Art Rooney's office and said, "Damn it, let me sign. This is ridiculous." Rah! So Art's probably involved. Jerry goes on to write, however, that doesn't mean there might not be some resistance and not so minor stumbling blocks along the way, and for good reason. Goes on to cite Garrett getting 4 years, $160 million on an extension with $124 million guaranteed, and Metcalf coming here for five and $150 with $60 guaranteed, which is technically the largest contract by actual total value, that $150 number that the franchise has ever given out. He said, probably change the calculus for what? I don't know where I stand relative to the populace on this one. I don't actually have a gauge of how popular my side of this is. Maybe we're going to be able to find that out over the next 25, 30 minutes together. If TJ Watt wants a market value deal, I think he's well within his rights as a player to ask for that. Say, hey, look at all I've done. My worst season that I'm coming off of right now was still 11 and a half sacks. I am still one of the premier players in the league. Jerry points this out, and I suspect in his story, and I suspect Watt would say the same thing. If something like salary arbitration existed in the NFL, Watt would probably get at or what Garrett got. Like if it went that way, if you were comparing him to his peers, he would get very similar numbers to Garrett. I don't think the Steelers should be giving should be in the TJ Watt for $40 million in multiple years worth of guaranteed money business. Sorry. It's not even a dig at Watt. It's a matter of bad timing for TJ Watt for sure. He wants a new deal. His brother said they should have given him a new deal. They should have changed their rules. It would have been cheaper for them. This would have been a better situation for the Steelers had they just gotten this done. The player can say, hey, I'm one of the best in the league at what I do. Come on, make me an offer I can't refuse. You're running a business here. The Cam Hayward situation seemed to get kind of acrimonious as much as it was capable of doing, and he is getting far less money and asking for far less money than Watt was getting. It was about half the money, right? Hayward wanted maybe at max about, what, $20 million? Just off the, I'm doing back of the napkin off the top of my head kind of numbers here. Hayward wanted half of what Watt wants, reportedly. And I think you can kind of make a reasonable presumption that he wants a dollar or two more than Myles Garrett got because he feels he's better than him. Hayward is coming off, relatively speaking, now this happened after he got the deal done, a better year than TJ Watt. Donnie, do you disagree at all that just period, not even like pound for pound or based on expectations, would you agree Cam Hayward was their best and most consistent defensive player last year?
Yeah, no question.
First team all pro, ageless wonder stuff, like just continues to turn a resume that had no business being close to the Hall of Fame when he hit 30 into a Hall of Fame looking one well into his mid to late 30s. Like that's how it's gone for Cam Hayward. He continues to turn back the clock. Got no problem with the player here. Player is largely very good to great. I mean, sometimes truly spectacular. My one issue would be he taps himself out of a lot of big moments when he determines that he does not have enough energy to give a true TJ Watt effort on a play, where I might say at that point, learn to pace yourself, my friend. They could probably use you out there in the last 3 minutes of a game rather than you tapping your helmet because you've just spent the entire gas tank. What is, if you're the Steelers, the benefit in being in the, we're going to pay an edge rusher huge money even though he's never been part of a literal playoff win business? What does that confer to you? So I don't think anything. By the way, my mistake here, 50-minute mark on the fan, Donnie, whoopsie, is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 Peters Township. That was 15 minutes ago. That's on old Mulsey. So was the weather, by the way. Whoopsie again. I got so fired up about this Watt stuff, I forgot what really matters here, which is telling people that it's an actual freaking sunny day out for once and it's like 75 degrees. Call the church. It's a miracle. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. You know what? They're not actually the cause of it, but I think we should all thank Myers Law Group a little bit for finally giving us a sunny day. They had been on a bad streak of weather. You know, the weather's attached to their name. Oh, yeah, you got another one. It's like 58 degrees. Yeah, it feels like it's early April. You're not wearing shorts, though, like you would be in early April.
And now they're hitting us hard.
Now they are.
Better fire the AC up
now,
this week.
Now they're saying, those windows you had open because it was good sleeping weather, shut those bad boys and fire that thing up because you're about to roast. Right into it. Anyway, the Watt thing, I'm going to say this. To whatever extent, like, we're not all robot fans, we want to see certain people who we feel mean more to the franchise, even if they're not, like, big playoff winners. Maybe you feel like TJ Watt just embodies what it means to be a Steeler, in your own personal opinion out there. Johnny or Jane Steeler fan listening to me right now. We all want to see, for different reasons, certain players kind of get their, have their cake and eat it too. I feel that way about Hayward. To me, Hayward of this era, the last, you know, really the post-Ben era especially, but I think he's embodied it since the day he came in the league. To me, that's a Pittsburgh Steeler. Blood, guts, like true max effort, trying to play through multiple major injuries, setting a certain example, conducting himself a certain way. All this stuff we want to believe about how the Steelers do it differently, produce different players, that it's all different. I think Hayward embodies that. So that's why I'll probably err on the side of wanting to see Cam Hayward get his when it comes to a contract. I don't not feel that way about TJ Watt. He's the best, over the long term, the best Steelers defensive player I would say I've seen, because Rod Woodson, I didn't see all of it. Like, Rod was probably the best of the bunch, but I functionally saw like 5 years of his career, 4 years of his career. In terms of true longevity from what I've seen, I don't think anybody's done it better. Certainly nobody's done it better at outside linebacker. He's had monster seasons. He's absolutely, though, made the turn onto the back nine here, and he might be on the 13th or 14th hole. And what's weird about this, or like, I know, Donnie, you do the same thing I do. What's sort of an interesting bit here from Jerry, we know who Jerry knows. We know who Jerry talks to. We know that sometimes, like, when Jerry writes something, you can read between the lines and assume that that's how the team might feel about it. And I think Jerry wrote this kind of even-handedly. I think he tries to strike a balance between, hey, TJ Watt should want what he wants if Garrett got what he got. Right? Like, he's trying to take the player's side. He pointed out, though, and I know you saw this, he writes, how far are the Steelers willing to go and for how long? And then just starts rattling off all-time great pass rushers whose careers took a significant dive after they hit 30. DeMarcus Ware, Khalil Mack, Well, Khalil Mack's actually the opposite of this, excuse me. DeMarcus Ware, though, drops basically in half his sack totals. Von Miller's sack totals go in half. Khalil Mack is somebody who did some great work in 2023 at 32. But the point here is, like, TJ Watt's coming off his least productive season at a position where we see even the all-time greats slow down pretty abruptly. It's not quite the wide receiver hits 30 and hits a cliff, or running back hits 27 and suddenly doesn't work anymore. But Jerry's in there, and I cannot help but think that that part of what he wrote today, Don, is him saying, like, him presenting kind of the Steelers side of this. You want $40 million? That's nice. Like, you're not worth that, and we don't think you're going to be worth that moving forward.
I think something else that is fair to note here, because the comparisons always get drawn between Garrett and Watt, and we know, I think it was Kabali that was on a couple months ago now, after the Garrett deal got signed, and we got the peace sign post from Watt.
Yep.
And he said it's one simple thing. He wants, even if it's by 1 cent, he wants more money than Myles Garrett. I think it is fair to point out that Watt is a full year plus older than Myles Garrett, too.
Of course it's fair. Of course that's relevant.
Garrett won't turn 30 until basically the end of this season, right before New Year's, and Watt will turn 31 about midway through the season, a little bit ahead of midway through the season. October 11th, he'll be 31 years old. And I know we've made the comparisons to his brother at times about when he started to shut down, that they're not quite built the same. They don't play the same position.
Brother's pec muscle kept ripping off of his chest, basically.
But another thing,
it's kind of a problem.
When you draw the comparison between Watt and Garrett, Watt has been dinged up more than Myles Garrett over the course of time. Like,
Watt I'll say this for Garrett, and I know people don't want to hear it, but now it's like, paradoxically, Donnie, I think like people really don't want seemingly have Watt's side in this as much as I thought they would. Maybe I'm wrong. 412-928-9370. Garrett gets triple teamed almost every play. Watt gets a lot of chips, obviously, because you still single up on him. It's hard to block him. Garrett, almost every single play, is getting a comical amount of attention. They don't even let Trent Williams, when he was at his peak in San Francisco and they played, they didn't even let Trent Williams go one-on-one with him. So, like, there's also a resource allocation thing here. By the way, a tweeter said, Troy Polamalu, best Steelers defensive player of your generation.
That's my pick.
Yeah, I kind of just, like, had a mental block there. Yes, it's Troy. The person who wrote that in on Twitter, Lurs, I believe. Just good old Lurs. Yes, I screwed that up. He's better than Watt. Sorry. Best edge rusher I've seen, for sure, wear a Steelers uniform. You're right, though, about the years on this. He's a year older. It's different. Garrett's been banged up less. I think people rallied to TJ Watt's side when it was Myles Garrett versus TJ Watt, defensive player of the year.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Should get it. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan. It's brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. Got a Donnie D brief coming up, and Dan Zangrilli said something. We were going to talk anyway about this subject, but he made, in the course of also telling us that he feels he might have single-handedly altered the trajectory of the station's performance in a positive way by turning down a job many moons ago, he also made a very strong statement about one current Pittsburgh Pirate that I want to get into in about 35 minutes or so. Meantime, it's TJ Watt and it's Jerry Dulac implying that there are going to be some real bumps in the negotiating road between Watt and the Steelers, that Myles Garrett getting paid, DK Metcalf getting paid by the Steelers, is going to make this negotiation a little more fraught, maybe. We've also seen reports that there's an offer that's already been out there to Watt. It might be a fair market offer, but might not be what he is looking for. And if what he's looking for is essentially, give me what Myles Garrett got, give me like literally $10 more so I can say I have the biggest contract, I'm not going to be in that business. I don't think that's a great move for the Browns, even though I think Garrett's going to be pretty good for at least the next 2 years. I think he's going to live up to at least the first half of that four-year extension. I just don't want to be in business in terms of giving a guy a contract that kind of locks him up here and makes sure that you got to play him for what? The Garrett deal means the Browns have to keep him around for 3 years, Donnie. I didn't look at the specifics of the dead money, but you can kind of count up the guaranteed money and say, all right, they're expecting him to be good for at bare minimum 3 more years. Do we know that TJ Watt, coming off his least productive season, where he was more or less healthy for the whole year, do we know that we're going to get a bounce back to like 20 sack form? I don't think we do. We've already talked about how the Steelers might need to move him around and help him out by not just having him constantly face the right tackle and a chipping back or a chipping tight end. Does that sound like a player who's entering his peak? It's also a position where, like, apologies to anyone who thinks you can be the cerebral assassin. He could have every pass rush trick in the book. Generally speaking, though, that is a how athletic are you, how quick are you, or how strong are you? And I think quickness tends to go faster than raw brute strength. That's why I do not want to be in the business of doing big extensions like this. 412-928-9370. We got Dave in Delmont here on the Fan. Hey, Dave.
Thanks for taking my call.
What's up?
There is no way in the world I would pay him. Did we not see what happened in the Super Bowl last year? The Philadelphia Eagles had 3 or 4 good rushers. Kansas City didn't know who to double team. Mahomes had people coming from everywhere. They caught on to T.J. Watt. They double team him and they chip him. He's going to be useless. You have
useless.
Not useless. I'm not as good. Okay, I shouldn't have said that. I do like him, but not as good as what he was. But that's why I said we should have put a lot more in the defensive line. That's the way to go anymore. And just because Myles Garrett got all that money for them to go 6-11 this year, good for them. Let's not make the same mistake.
Well,
if
Watt's argument is, hey, they paid Myles Garrett that, the Steelers could very easily offer a very simple rebuttal. Yes, why would we want to be doing the same kind of business the Cleveland Browns are doing? Just saying. That feels like a pretty fair rejoinder if they would like to go that route. I think the bet here is really pretty simple. Frankly, do you actually think TJ Watt's going to win like another Defensive Player of the Year award in the next year or two? Do you actually think he's going to be a consistent top three edge rusher in the league for the next 2 to 3 years? If you do, then I guess you make this move. If you feel like you're going to get commensurate value, I think there's a better chance the Browns get that level of performance from Garrett because he's a year younger and because he's been less dinged.
I think it's hard to see him winning another Defensive Player of the Year award. I mean, he could easily prove all of us wrong. I'm not saying that the guy won't win one, but it just history shows. Guy is over 30 years old. He's going to be 31 midway through the season. Yeah, did he get robbed of one or two? I think so. He should have multiple of those trophies.
Yeah, there's a guy saying he played harder than Garrett and he's sacrificed his body. This just came in on YouTube. He deserves more money. He got screwed. I'm sorry. We're at the point now where feelings about did you get screwed for a DPOY award don't matter. He's also not like, here's where, and this isn't right. I always am a proponent. Even I said this about Roethlisberger. I said he should take every dollar they're willing to give him. No discounts. TJ Watt's made generational wealth as an NFL player. It's harder for me to feel really bad if he's at loggerheads with them. Like, it's not a guy on his one chance to make a big contract making it. It's a guy who's already made it trying to go like to truly the stratosphere. I just wouldn't do it. Quest is on the fan. Hi, Quest.
First off, Max Crosby doesn't need a breather at any point. I think he plays pretty much every snap for the Raiders.
Yeah, they should also investigate his body like 50 years from now when he passes because he might be like a cyborg. He's insane, the amount of energy that he expends and then has more to go. But yes, you're exactly right. He doesn't tap out.
And Watt gets injured quite a bit, and that's a huge risk. And like you said, he's not younger than Garrett. Those are my two big things with him. And it, like you said earlier, there's 2 minutes, 3 minutes left to go in the game. Get me out of here. My energy, it's like he's done.
Like people expect your best players to be out there in the biggest situations. And even if he's running that RPM gauge quest and thanks into the red, like does the average fan care about that? No. They expect him to be out there. Take a series off in the third quarter or something like that. I'm not saying it's fair necessarily because that series in the third quarter might decide the game, but this idea that we've seen more than once where he taps his helmet a little bit in weird situations where you'd expect him to be out there isn't great. Donnie, this is wild, man. I feel like as much as he is the player, you almost hear people say like it's a shame Mike Tomlin's ruined TJ Watt's career by not being a better head coach to get Watt what he deserves. Now that it's money time, am I insane here? Does it feel like a lot of the town has suddenly adopted a very hardline stance on this guy? Like, I wouldn't say they've turned on him, but you're hearing a lot more about TJ Watt's shortcomings, whatever small ones they may be, as a pass rusher.
Well, it is interesting anytime we get into these conversations because we had the same thing happen with Cam Hayward last year, which, now again, to Hayward's credit, the guy has aged backwards.
Correct.
So that's kind of a reason why I took to actually pay him. Plus, it's not this amount of money. The careers of those two guys are just not going in the same direction. Like, the way Watt plays, the intensity in which he plays that, and how he had to play from the jump. He started his first game as a rookie in 2017. He didn't slowly work his way in the way that Hayward did behind some of the veterans yep. they had. He has gotten beaten up a lot more than what Cam did in those early years, which I think has led to that renaissance a bit for our guy. But
although Cam's had some major injuries.
Oh, he has.
In his 30s, and he's come back from it. I mean, his groin will fall off every so often. Just feels like that happens once every 3 years, and he just plays.
But anytime we get into the contract conversations, people don't want to pay. I feel like almost every time more people fall on the side of do not pay so-and-so. Fill in the blank.
I think you'll know that that's really reached epidemic levels when people start taking my hardline stances on quarterbacks. Like, has he really done enough to get that contract for you? But then again, I wouldn't have given Jalen Hurts all that money, and he's now won a Super Bowl. The leader of our PM team, Lunatic Fringe, whether other people want him to be the leader or not, is, of course, Johnny the Barber, the head of 10,000 barbers who make up Barber Football Focus, the internet's preeminent and fastest rising football evaluation service. Who but a barber can tell you how really the players that you love to watch are actually performing out there? Hello, Johnny.
Hello. Today, I'm not going to speak to you on behalf of Barber Football Focus. The funeral director in me has come out. And
where did you get your degree in mortuary sciences from?
Pittsburgh Institute of Mortuary Science and the Ohio State.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, anyway, as you continue, the funeral director in you is saying what?
I'm saying Pittsburgh needs to, you know, stop mourning the death of their rushing, you know, lineman T.J. Watt, the death, the passing of his career, and they need to embrace the life, you know, the Jack Sawyer that's coming here to replace him at a hell of a lot cheaper. He wants Myles Garrett money. Rooney's aren't going to pay Myles Garrett money.
And if Jack Sawyer had played his college football at Northwestern, let's say, and not the Ohio State University, would you feel similarly about him?
No.
Thank you. Johnny, anything else?
Ohio.
I think he surprised himself with the honesty there. I think that actually, like, I think he stopped himself in his tracks. That's a first.
Caught him a little bit flat-footed.
I think I did. I appreciate the honesty, though. I knew that I would have bet you every dime to my name that call was going to involve the name Jack Sawyer.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Would have been right. All right, you know what that sound is. It is time for the Donnie Debrief. It is brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company, over 100 years of baking experience. Don, take it away, friend.
The debrief, June 2, 2025. The National Football Foundation has announced the names on their 2026 Hall of Fame ballot.
For college football?
Yes, college football.
Okay.
Pretty loaded list.
All right, let's go
through. Some former Steelers, some former Pitt guys on this list. We'll just go through alphabetical order. Now, there are a lot of names, so I will pick and choose some more notable ones.
Please.
Flozell the Hotel, Michigan State. A 97 All-American.
97 was a, in my memory, Banks, is like a pretty big year. You had Ogden, where, at UCLA right before that. You had Orlando Pace not long before that at Ohio State.
Yes.
The
yeah,
Hotel.
They were both 95 All-Americans,
I saw a video, by the way, of those guys introducing themselves for the, it was for the Bob Hope All-America team or whatever.
I saw that same video.
Yeah, there's
Eddie
a couple.
George
yeah,
the
they
end.
Got the algorithm really cooking for us. Like, there's something on Facebook called the Davenport Sports Network that just absolutely cooks on that algorithm, man. It's something else. Anyway, Flozell the Hotel. I honestly would not have been able to pick Michigan State out of a hat, but it seems like an easy pick, right? One of the largest human beings probably ever to play for the Steelers. Just a house of a man.
Yeah, and he's a member of Cabali's team to beat up a gorilla, if you remember that.
Oh, Cabali really put some thought into
that power ranking that he had.
Did
a
he put
of
Daniel
weeks ago.
LaRusso on that team? He should have, or Miyagi.
No, he left both of them
left
off.
All his
he basically just
guys
picked
off
a bunch of
five largest
big offensive linemen.
Yeah, I think that's going to go poorly. You got to have a speed component, but that's neither here nor there. Next,
Morton Anderson also on the ballot.
Could not tell you where he went to school.
Also Michigan State.
Really? Man.
Here's one for you, Malls.
Okay.
Eric sleeping with Bieniemy.
Colorado. Easy pick there. He was hell of a player.
Third in the Heisman voting in 1990.
Hell of a player. Oh, God. Who would have won it back then? I know Toretta won it in 92. Howard would have won it in 91, I believe, at Michigan. My brain tells me Andre Ware won it in either 88 or 89. Do I have those right essentially so far? I think Howard in 91.
Andre Ware won it in 90 or in 89.
Howard in 91,
Desmond
Toretta
Howard.
In 92. Because Toretta stunk and
yes.
Obviously was not pro material. Never had the makings of a varsity athlete. 88 would have been Barry Sanders. Oh, crap. Do I have a blind spot right now for 1990? I feel like if you gave me the school, I would get it, too. Oh, listen.
Probably. I mean, I'll give you the schools of the first two guys ahead of Bieniemy.
Okay.
BYU and Notre Dame.
That's too late for Tim Brown at Notre Dame. He would have won it back.
Same position, but not Tim Brown.
Oh, Rocket Ismail. And then BYU. Would that have been Ty Detmer's year?
Ty Detmer.
Ty, how do you measure yourself against other football players? By height?
Your man Courtney Brown from Penn State.
Oh, man.
Former top pick.
Man, they had him and Arrington go 1-2 in a draft in 2000.
Yep.
And then Chris Samuels went 3. Washington goes Arrington Samuels back-to-back. Yeah, that was, like, I mean, I was watching Penn State back then, but that was when I was, like, I was one of those dumb viewers who didn't understand. Like, I'd be like, oh, if it's not, like, a skill player on offense, basically, or something, like, how good can he be? I'm serious. I watched football like an idiot when I was in my teens.
Another Penn Stater, Kejana Carter.
Okay, now
on
that,
the ballot.
You want to talk about, like, I just would gawk at skill players who put up crazy numbers. That dude, I will say, makes me think of like what could have been had he A, not been drafted by the Bengals, which I just feel like is a, you know, kiss of death. If that guy's drafted by a team that plays on natural grass and doesn't hurt his knee, I truly wonder. I mean, he was a monster. I know he was on one of the more loaded offenses of all time, but I feel like he would have had a hell of a pro career. I thought he was great for that team. He averaged like 8 yards a carry.
Here's a Pitt man on the list, Matt Kavanaugh, the quarterback in their 76 national championship team.
Okay, do you want my honest opinion? How is that now? How has he not already been like nominated? Wouldn't that be just a guy you'd yeah, we'd want to have him. That's like a famous player.
Yeah, from a long time back.
I guess the Tony Dorsett factor there probably like precludes him being named. Who else?
The guy who maybe started Iowa's tight end, Dallas Clark.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a real good one. All that tape on his fingers, no gloves guy.
Played football the right way, Malzie.
Oh, definitely.
That's what they would say.
So we got Dallas Clark from Iowa, played tight end. Noah Fant, tight end.
Kittle,
tight end. Yeah. Wait, why am I blanking on where LaPorta to? Yeah. No, wait, where did LaPorta go? He got drafted by Detroit. Why am I blanking on LaPorta? Why is that so? I could have swore that was.
He went to Iowa.
Yeah, okay. I was like, wait a minute. Did I just make that up in my head? Who else? Anybody else? Like noteworthy?
Aaron Donald.
Obvious.
I'd say he's a pretty easy one to put in there.
Nice pick.
Former Steeler Troy Edwards.
Oh, man. Anytime you can draft a 5'8", if that, wide receiver from, at that point, a school that I couldn't even have told you. What would they have been in the Sun Belt way back then at Louisiana Tech? God, what conference?
Yeah, had to have been.
Just some no-name conference.
In the late 90s.
Like where Tim Rattay is probably throwing him the ball 100,000 times a game. God, was that a bad pick.
I mean, he was a first-team All-American, Biletnikoff winner.
I know, but he was 5'8". he was like this big.
I actually did not know this about him. He has the most touchdown receptions in a single college football season.
I believe, what was it, like in the mid-20s?
27.
Yeah. I mean, all that team did was throw the ball. I want to say Tim Rattay might have actually been his quarterback. I feel like I have the years pretty close to matched up there. They chucked it all over the lot, man.
Like another.
That's where you draft that guy in the first round because of production, and then you draft the guy the next year because of traits in Burris. Anyway.
Another former Steeler, Alan Faneca.
You know how I feel about Faneca. Oh, you don't.
You say he's, what, the best?
I say
the best player at his position?
That I've seen other than maybe Woodson. Like, I rate him as better at playing left guard than Troy was at safety, than Ben was at quarterback. He's up there with Woodson at corner, and honestly, AB at wideout. That's it. It's like true rarefied air for him.
I think that's pretty fair.
I hold him in as I just got done saying, I basically didn't watch the trenches in football until I was like probably in my late teens or early 20s. Watching him actually play, like the highlight cutups are just insane, dude. The guy was just so athletic and so good. I could watch a repeat of his block to spring Willie Parker in Super Bowl 40 on loop and not get sick of it. It's just textbook.
One of the unsung heroes from those Super Bowl teams, Casey Hampton, also on the ballot.
He put him in. Put that man in.
Big snack, baby.
Man, Faneca trying to block him must have been a sight to behold.
Yeah, that would have been a battle.
That's like, what is that, the old nature show? The two rams meeting on the mountaintop and the horns just lock?
Another former Pitt Panther to throw in, and also a tie to the Steelers, Ironhead Hayward.
He's like the kind of guy I think of when I think of legendary college players, because I think he's like a larger than life, like a colorful character as far as great nickname, ridiculous. Like, I think the guys in college who resonate most with people are the ones who have a stylistic component to their game that's fun. This guy was a bruiser. This guy hurdled people, whatever. And Ironhead Hayward, that's why I like the one dude who used to play for Texas A&M. I think his name is Jamar Toombs or whatever. He was a legitimately 300-pound running back or something. Jaworski Lane, they'd hand it to this guy that was like 5'11", 295, and he's just allowed to rumble.
And I think I got the last Steeler that's on here. I mean, there are a ton of names on this list, and you know.
Oh, it's a massive list.
Yeah, it's basically a who's who. Antoine Randle L, listed as obviously a quarterback.
Coolest college career maybe of all these guys, though. Played all those different positions, did all those different things, like. I would say is one of those guys that at that point, I mean, Indiana isn't a perennial power. They're just starting to have some good seasons, obviously, under Kurt Cignetti. But, man, you want to talk about probably the – imagine if you're Ohio State going to Bloomington to play them and you're probably favored by, like, four touchdowns. All you've got to say is don't let that little guy beat us, the guy who hides behind the line of scrimmage. He's so short. Yeah, just make sure he doesn't have like 500 all-purpose yards and we're going to win the game by four touchdowns.
First player in FBS history to pass for 6,000 and rush for 3,000.
That is a bonkers stat back then. That is, especially at his size. 5'10", maybe. Probably played at like 190 if I had to guess. That is crazy.
And the best throw by a non-quarterback in Super Bowl history. By the way, somebody on the text line also helping us out.
Yes.
TJ Hawkinson, another Iowa tight end.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he and Fant were in the same draft class. That's why I was like blank. Yeah, I don't know why I blanked out on Laporta. All right. Thank you, Don. Good debrief. I liked it. That was just a, you know what that was? It's what we all like to do. Let's remember some guys. Let's remember some College Hall of Fame nominees. If you had to, really quick, if you had to start a team with one player from the list of players you named, who is it? I think it's AD for me. It's Mr. Donald.
Yeah, I mean, he was just such a good defensive player that you know you can build a defense around that guy. I mean, as much as we both love Fanica, you're not really building an offense around a left guard or an offensive lineman.
No,
really,
it would have to be like a left tackle situation there, I think, where you'd consider it. I'd say Aaron Donald. Of the guys you mentioned, I'm struggling to come up with one that would be better.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's like a who's who on this list of names that I really can't believe in some cases weren't on the ballot beforehand.
Yeah, I don't know how the balloting how all that process works, but yes, I agree with you.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.